Climate strikes 2020 is the year that will bring the UN Climate Change Summit to the UK. But will the world's rulers be able to come up with a solution? The same conference in 2019 famously agreed nothing, with the two major economies of US and China failing to commit to improving their targets for reducing emissions. 2019 was a year when collective understanding of the scale of climate change moved closer to reality. But capitalist governments and corporations are incapable in acting with the urgency required. Just as they cry crocodile tears about global poverty, but continue to ruthlessly exploit workers and the poor, they continue to ruthlessly exploit the earth too. Some capitalists and capitalist commentators do, however, understand the long-term consequences of climate change on their ability to make money. The Bank of England has launched a climate stress test for companies to monitor the effects on their business. The solution will not be arrived at by discussion groups of capitalists, bound by their unrelenting drive for profits. Solving climate change calls for a plan for the economy, where investment by the state in green technologies can far outstrip any token gestures from the capitalists. But to make the change required, it is vital to be able to harness the vast amount of wealth in society, held by a tiny number of corporations. This is why we call for the nationalization of the top 150 monopolies and the banking system under democratic workers' control and management. Drawing up a plan to save the environment requires the democratic input of workers who drive the economy and production. It also requires workers to struggle for it. The development of workers joining climate strikes points in the direction of what is necessary in the next decade. Josh Asker, Southampton.